那今天呢是跟大家思想的一个题目啦，是叫近前的显微镜哈。
So today's topic is godly microscope.
当我们立志做一个基督徒的时候呢，我们都想做一个百分之百的真真正正的基督徒。
When we profess to be a Christian, we want to be 100% Christian.
那这是很正确的态度。
That is a correct attitude.
那但是什么算是一个近前的基督徒呢？
What does it mean by being a godly Christian?
那个标准在哪里呢？
Where does the standard lie?
这个是我们需要知道的。
That is something we need to learn.
很多时候有人会说，这个人好虔诚啊，因为他每个星期都去教会。
Some might say, "Oh, this person is super godly because they go to church every Sunday."
这个是不是算是虔诚呢？
Does that consider being godly?
这是虔诚的。
That is, yes, it is.
但是是不是真的虔诚呢？也不一定知道。
However, is that truly godly? We don't know.
所以我们需要一些标准，一些能够让我们知道究竟我们是在那一个地步的一种标准。
So therefore, we need to have a standard to see where we lie.
好，那今天呢，我就先给大家看一些的圣经哈，然后我们才进到那个主题里面。
So we'll read a couple passages first, and then we'll go dive into the topic today.
本来我要读那个全章，但是时间关系啦，我们先来注意第五、第六节。
So it's in 1 Timothy chapter 6. We'll focus on verse 5.
这里说他们以敬虔为得力的门路，然而敬虔加上知足便是大力了。
And it says, and wrangling among those who are depraved in mind and bereft of the truth, imagining the godliness is a means of gain.
然后提摩太前书六章七到十节，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么到世上去啊，带什么去，只有有衣有吃就当知足。
And 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7 it says, "For we brought nothing into the world, so that we can take nothing out of it."
但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with these. But those who want to be rich fall into temptation and be trapped by many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction.
贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离开正道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, and in their eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains.
第十七到十九节，你要祝福那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要倚靠了无定的钱财，只要倚靠了后赐百物给我们享受的神。
And skipping over to verse 17, as for those who in the present age are rich, command them not to be haughty, or to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches.But rather on God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment.
又要祝福他们行善，好在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人，为自己植成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定了真正的生命。
Continue verse 18. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, generous and ready to share, thus storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of the life that really is life.
今天的主题呢是敬虔的显微镜。那使徒保罗就提出三个是验证虔诚的方式。
So today's topic is godly microscope. So Apostle Paul uses three things to help us identify whether a person is godly or not.
第一个就是价值的判断，第二个是感恩的心，第三个是生命的渴求。
I'm sorry, what was the first one again?
价值的判断就是你的 value system， 你怎么来判断一件的事情。
Okay, so the first is your value system, and the second is a thankful heart, and then the third one.
好，我们先来了看第一个，价值的判断呢，就是你怎么来看待你的信仰呢？
So the first is a value system. How do you view your Christian life?
每个人看信仰都有不同的程度的。
And everyone sees a little bit different.
有人看信仰是可有可无啊，有也不错，没有也可以。
Some see it as you can have it, some see it you don't really necessarily need it.
但是有些人看信仰就是等于他的生命，他宁愿牺牲他的生命来保持遵守他的信仰。
And for some others, when they look at their faith, they would be willing to sacrifice their life for it.
所以从我们的价值 判断里面呢，就晓得我们敬虔的程度在哪里了。
And the way we value it, it shows how godly we are.
其实我们每天都在每时每刻呢，都在做一些价值的判断。
Every day we actually value things in a different way.
我们坐上我们的车子的时候，我们把这个我们去那个 Google Map。那个 Google Map 就告诉我们，假如你走这条路啦，你会多点时间，但是你省一点钱，走那条路啦，要花点钱，但是省些时间，这都是价值的判断。
So when we're traveling in a car, we use GPS, which route is shorter, which route has a toll, whichever is easier.
那究竟你想快一点啊？还是你想少一点就钱了，宁愿慢一点。
Whether you want to go fast, shorter route, or if you want to pay a toll or not. Pastor Lo, 你的 share screen 是 just white screen. People are asking if that's true, or do you have something on the screen?
Okay, anyway, 这个是这个价值的判断。那有人以为有人以敬虔为得力的门路，那是他们对信仰的一个判断。
And some use the value system as the way of seeing godliness.
敬虔对他们来说啦，并不是敬拜上帝，乃是要得到好处。
Some people say you view godliness as receiving something good from God.
这是他们的价值的判断。
And that's the way that they value things.
但保罗在提摩太后书也提到另外一节圣经。
However, Apostle Paul shares something shared in a different passage says.
他说凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的也都要受逼迫。
Even those who want to live a godly life will be persecuted.
这个是有些人呢，他假如他愿意敬虔度日的话，他要准备好要付一个代价，就是受苦。
Well, Apostle Paul is trying to say for some who wants to live a godly life, they should be ready to be persecuted.
那在圣经里面有一个例子呢，是最能够说明这一点的。
So there is an example in the Bible that can.Share about this.
就是那个少年的官了。
It was talking about a young soldier.
他是一个很追求一个生命永恒的生命的一个人。
He's a person who wants to pursue eternal life.
他也
成为
这样这个追求呢来付出个代价。
And he is willing to sacrifice things in order for him to receive the eternal life.
他守住了十诫。
He was able to follow the Ten Commandments.
而且从小就遵守了。
From youth.
其实圣经里面呢记载了，当他这样说的时候，他显得好真诚、好谦卑，所以呢，主耶稣看着他的时候也爱他，这是圣经的描述。
So in the Bible, it recorded that the young official, because he has followed through the Ten Commandments, he seemed very godly, seemed very humble, and Jesus liked him.
所以他在追求生命，这个是认真的。
So when he was chasing about the eternal life, he was very focused on it.
但是呢，主耶稣看见这样的话呢，就给他一个考验，一个价值判断的一个考验。
So Jesus gave him a test to test this young official's value system.
耶稣就说啦，这样好，那你就把一切都变卖了，来跟从我吧。
So Jesus tested him, telling him to sell everything he has and follow Jesus.
其实耶稣当时是特意的给他一个很严格的一个要求，这个价值的决定的一个要求。
Actually, Jesus deliberately asked him to let go of everything to see this young official's value.
那你是否愿意变卖你的一切呢？
Are you willing to sell everything you have?
那在那个邀请之后，那个圣经就记载，那个少年的官就忧忧愁愁的走了。
So because of Jesus' request, this young official went away sad.
因为他经过这个判断之后，他觉得这个生命永生是将来的事，那个金钱名利是今生的事，还是先顾今生的事，所以他就忧忧愁愁走了。
So to the young official, after Jesus asked him that, he thinks eternal life is for the future, money.And also status is for this life, and he wants to focus on this life first.
保罗自己呢，他在他的信仰上呢，也做过一个价值的判断。
Paul himself actually had a value system for his own faith.
有两节圣经，这里说，我为他，就是基督，已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
And for Paul, he says, I have let go of everything for the sake of Christ.
然后呢，他下面说，因借十字架，就我而论，这个世界已经钉在十字架上了。那就借而论呢，我已经钉在十字架上了。
So he says, to me, the world has been crucified on the cross. In a sense, he's saying he has been crucified on the cross.
所以保罗是好清楚的，他为了基督，为了信仰，他愿意丢弃万事。
Essentially, what Paul is saying is, for Christ, he's willing to let go of everything in the world.
他好清楚的说，这个十字架就我而论啊，我已经钉在十字架上了，我已经死了。
So Paul is saying, essentially, he is dead, on the cross.
就世界了，已经被钉在十字架上了，不做世界上已经死了，对我没有吸引力了。
So essentially, this world has been crucified on the cross, and it doesn't attract him much anymore.
那就世界而论也是一样，我已经死在十字架上了。
In the same way, Paul says he is dead to the world.
这是他的宣告。
And that is his proclamation.
是一种价值的判断。
And it's the way that he values things.
所以弟兄姐妹，你怎么来判断，你的信仰呢？
So brother and sister, how do you judge your faith?
其实我们在很多时候都要做一些选择的。
So a lot of times we have to make a decision.
大概也许听过一个戴德生一个好感人的故事。
You might have heard about Hudson Taylor.
Yes. 他有一次去看一个病的很穷的一个病的寡妇。
There's one time he went to visit an ill poor widow.
也看到他的孩子。
And he also saw her children.
心里面有一个怜悯的心。
He has a compassionate heart.
那当时呢，他就想了要给一些钱帮助这个寡妇。
And he thought maybe he should provide some money for this widow.
但是呢，这个他只有一个银也，也就是一个钱，一个分就不能够打，就是说他对自己说，我只有一个钱，假如能够把它分开一半呢，我就会给一半那个寡妇了。
What Hudson Taylor said is he only have one coin. If he can split it in half, he will give half to the widow.
现在可是不能够分开。
But of course, he can't break the coin apart.
他就对那个寡妇说了。上帝赐福给你上帝帮助你。
So he said to the widow, God bless you, may God help you.
但是当他这样说的时候呢，圣灵就在他心里面责备他，说他你是假冒为善的。
When he said those words to her, the Holy Spirit touched him and said, and rebuked him, saying, you are a hypocrite.
为什么你是健康的？你竟然还是要觉得你要保留着那个银元，你才会有安全感。但这个寡妇是病的，你却叫她在什么都没有的时候能够得到平安，你是不是假冒为善呢？
The Holy Spirit said that Hudson Taylor is a hypocrite because he himself is completely healthy and he wants to keep the coin to have some comfort, but says to this widow who have nothing, oh, be well, be healthy.
所以 他也顺服圣灵的感动，他当时就把那个银元啊给了这个寡妇了。
So Hudson Taylor obeyed the Holy Spirit and gave that one only coin that he had to the widow.
这是他的对他的信仰的一个忠诚，对神的感动的一个真正的虔诚。
And what Hudson Taylor has done.Is him completely obeying, being faithful, being godly to the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
这个是一个很好的提醒。其实，在我们生活中，常常都有这种的感动，这样的一个邀请。
So this is a good reminder for us.
好了。
This is a good reminder for us, and that in our daily life, we have these kind of reminders too.
上个星期星期三的时候，我跟一个姐妹去了一个银行，然后那个姐妹呢就把一个支票，一个18万的支票再交给我，然后当时我们就立刻把支票存在银行里面，它是个奉献。
Last Wednesday, me and a sister from church went to a bank and to deposit a check of $180,000.
我觉得真是让我好感动。
And that much money was for tithing for the church, and I was super touched.
她什么要求都没有。
She didn't have any prerequisites with $180,000.
就是希望呢，这个18万呢能够安全的进到户口里面呢，所以我就跟她带着她一起到银行里面存在户口里面了。
All she wanted was for it to be successfully deposited into the account.
这是他对信仰的一个价值的判断。
And that is her way of value, her value system in terms of her faith.
那第二呢，保罗提到一个考验虔诚的一个方式呢，就是一个感恩的心。
And Paul mentioned about the second thing to test a person's godliness is a grateful heart.
知足的心，他这个圣经说，我们不能带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。这个是第六章第七节。
So in order for a grateful heart, because we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it, it's from verse 7.
什么叫知足感恩呢？
What does it mean to be satisfied and to be grateful?
它是对神的安排的完全的接受。
And that is to fully accept what God has provided.
这个感恩的心跟那个跟那个你的盼你的多跟少了是没有关系的。
Your grateful heart is not based on how much or how little you have.
有些人有好多他都不懂得感恩也不懂得知足。
Some people, even though they have a lot, they're not grateful of it.
有些人好健康好顺利他都不懂得感恩知足。
Some people are very healthy and they're very successful, yet they're still ungrateful.
但是有些人呢他只有一点点他能够有衣有吃他就能够感恩能够知足了。
And for some people, they have so little. They have enough clothes to wear, enough to eat, and they're extremely grateful for that already.
曾经有一个牧师，他这样说，其实他说这话的时候，他有一个这个肺癌的当中。
There's a pastor who once said this, and when he said those words, he himself had lung cancer.
他说我可以感恩，因为我今天医生还告诉我，我还有药可以吃，我还可以做这个化疗。
Because the pastor says, I am grateful because the doctor has said, I still have medication, I still have treatment options available.
他能够为着他能够有药可以吃，有方法可以治疗而感恩。
The pastor is grateful.
这就是基督的意思。
The pastor is grateful that he has medication, he has chemotherapy to treat the lung cancer. And because of that, he's satisfied already.
这个意思就是他接受神在他生命中一切的安排，这就是虔诚。
Which means he fully accepts what God has for him for his life, and that is a way of being godly.
虔诚就是按着神的心意来接受来生活。
Godliness is to accept what God has given you and to live according to his will.
那不虔诚是什么呢？保罗呢是用了这些反面的例子。
What does it mean to be ungodly? Paul used some negative examples.
那个反面的例子呢就是贪财。
That is to love the love of money.
保罗说了，你贪财是万恶之根。
He says in verse 10, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil.
他们就是没有接受神的安排，他觉得神给他的不足够，所以他需要用自己的办法去抓更多的钱财。
Which means those people are not accepting what God has in store for them and want to achieve more for themselves.
所以呢，我觉得这个态度是非常重要的。你知足，好，就表示你顺服神自己的安排。
So I think attitude of contentment is extremely important.
所以当你知足的时候，你就能够感恩。见证上帝的恩典。
When we are content, when we are satisfied, we will be grateful for what God has provided.
否则你不会有会讲见证的，因为你觉得我虽然有，但是我没有他了，别人那么多。
Because if you are like that, you wouldn't be able to share Thanksgiving testimonies because you think, oh, I have this, but I don't have enough as the other person.
所以他应该感恩，我不需要感恩。因为他得到那么多。
And that person should be grateful because he has so much more than me.
这个就不是虔诚了，因为他没有按照神的给他的多少来感恩。
And that in itself is ungodliness because we don't value what God has given for us, how much we've received.
那虔诚呢，也是接受神的一个另外一个安排，就是我们不能够带什么走。
And the other thing, to be godly is to understand that there's nothing that we can take out of this world.
那这是要一个顺服。
And that requires obedience.
我是不能够带什么走的。
Understanding that we cannot take anything out of this world when we
所以我会善用我今生的机会，我在今生所拥有的来去帮助别人，来施舍，来分给那些需要的人，因为我不能够带什么走。
When we understand we don't take anything when we leave, we will take the opportunity to give, to help and share with those in this world right now.
所以有人说了，我们不要一个人的富足了，金钱了，我们通常是把它在离开世界的时候留下了多少了来衡量的。
Sometimes we value how godly a person is by what they left behind. When they leave this world.
有人说那个卫斯理约翰呢，就是那个卫理公会的创办人卫斯理约翰呢，他一生讲道很有成果，他赚了好多，他本来是很富有的，但是他离开世界的时候，他只留下给自己一个银的调羹。
John Wesley, he was considered an extremely rich person, and his testimony was when he died, he only left himself one silver spoon.
人家看这个调羹的时候，不是看他好穷，乃是看他很伟大，因为他并没有为自己留下了什么。
When people see him leaving the one silver spoon for himself, they don't see him as poor.But actually see him as extremely mighty because he only left that one thing for himself.
我们看到主耶稣钉十字架的时候，他没有为自己留下什么，他连他的外衣都给分掉了。
We look at Jesus when he was crucified on the cross, he didn't leave anything for himself. Even his cloak was split up and shared.
所以使徒保罗这样形容他，他说他本来是富足的，却为我们成了贫穷。
So Apostle Paul described Jesus as he was rich, but for our sake he became poor.
叫许多的人富足。
So that many can be rich because of him.
而这就是虔诚了。虔诚就是
That in itself is godliness.
虔诚就是顺服神的安排，我们根本不能够带什么走，所以我愿意在我能够的时候，我能够成为别人的祝福。
So godliness means obeying God's will. Understand that we cannot take anything with us when we depart, so that right now we can be a blessing for others.
所以虔诚不单单是去帮助别人，乃是因为顺服神的安排，我去帮助别人。
Godliness is not only helping others, but obeying God's calling in order to help people.
这个是一个虔诚的基督徒的一个选择。今天你希望你在世界上留下的什么呢？
So that is the choice of a godly Christian, what they do. So at this day and age, what would you want to leave as Christian?
我其实我为自己的是好感恩的。
Me myself, I am extremely grateful with what I have.
今年的我们的联会11周年的联会没有时间去，没有能力，没有可能，因为病情的缘故啦，不能够有一个好像以前的那一种感恩联会。
This year, due to pandemic, we cannot have a Thanksgiving yearly meeting like previous years.
但是呢，我们用这个机会呢，把我们38年的历史呢，拍成了13集的历史记录把历史记录下来。
But we took the opportunity and put together a film for our 38-year history.
当我再重新来回想 上帝的带领38年，我真的有个很感恩、很满足、很滋润的一种感觉。
And when I reflect,
上帝的恩典好大。
When I reminisce and reflect on God's guidance all these years, I see and understand how great God's blessing is.
我想到了一个生命和总会过去的。
And I understand that every life will pass away.
那我70几岁了哈，也不会说有好长的时间呢可以侍奉神了。
I'm over 70 years old. I know I don't have all the time in the world to serve the Lord.
不过我感恩的，因为我按照上帝所给我的。能够留为世界上为上帝的工作留下了一个的平台，留下了一个让人可以飞的那个跑道。
But I am grateful that I am able to do God's work and able to leave a platform, a runway for those coming after me.
所以弟兄姐妹，我希望能够讲得清楚啊，我们没有带什么来，所以有一点点。有衣有吃就当知足，而且去感恩了。
So brother and sister, I want to make it clear, we didn't bring anything in this world. So when we are here, when we have food to eat, when we have clothes to wear, we should be grateful
already. 所以每当我想起这个40几年前，我是双手拿着所有的行李来到美国，那今天看到上帝的恩典，样样都有，我真的充满了感恩。
I reflect on back on 40 years ago when I carried all my luggages to U.S. and fast forward to now with everything that I have, I am truly, truly grateful.
我没有带什么到世上来，但是上帝让我样样都有。
Even though I brought nothing into the world when I came.But God has given me everything that I need.
所以这个是虔诚，你真的为着上帝所有给你的，没有给你的，都感恩，这就是虔诚了。
And being grateful with what you have and what you do not have in itself is considered godliness.
好，第三了，我们去到第三哈，第三呢，就是对生命的渴求。
The third is the pursuit of life.
在这个经文里面呢，是讲到第9节到11节。
And in the Bible, from verse 9 to verse 11.
第9节到11节呢，是讲了有些人呢想要发财。
It says, "But those who want to be rich."
他就落在好多的愁苦里面了。
Fall into temptation.
那然后呢，这个保罗说一个虔诚就是要追求公义、虔诚、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
And Paul says, in order for you to pursue godliness, you have to pursue righteousness, faith, love.Godliness, endurance, and gentleness.
这里说，虔诚就是渴求那些美好的事，那不虔诚呢，就是想要发财。所谓想呢，就是个渴慕，追求的意思。
So here it says, pursue righteousness is a good, it is good pursue, and then the pursue of money.Is obviously on the opposite.
那其实呢，我们可以用那个《路加福音》19章啦，撒该这个故事啦，来说明这一点的。
Book of Luke, Gospel of Luke, the story of Zacchaeus.
那以前那个《路加福音》19章那里讲了，以前的撒该呢，他是个想要发财的人。
Luke chapter 19, it mentioned about Zacchaeus, who used to be want to be a rich man.
所以你想要发财了，你就很有机会成为财主了。
And when you want to be, when you want to be rich, you'll be a rich man.
他结果真的达到他的目标了，他是一个财主了。
And actually, Zacchaeus accomplished that. He became a super wealthy man.
他的财富越来越多,
and he has much and more money.
但是他的朋友越来越少,
however, his friends are less and less.
他的内心越来越空虚,
and his heart become more empty.
所以呢, 他就想到要去看看耶稣。
So then he thought he should go look at Jesus.
所以呢，虔诚呢, 其实很多时候都是一念之间的。
Money actually just happens.
那个虔诚呢, 虔诚呢是个一念之间的事情。
Oh, godliness is something that happens in a blink of an eye.
撒该他在一念之间，他要想要看耶稣， 所以他就去, 去看耶稣了。
In a blink of an eye, Zacchaeus, the godliness came on for Zacchaeus, and he wants to go see Jesus.
他有几个动作了，去表现了他的那种渴慕， 那种想要见耶稣的那种迫切。
There's a couple things that shows Zacchaeus' eagerness and his desire of wanting to see Jesus.
什么叫虔诚呢?
What does it mean to be godly?
当时财主撒该的行动, 他的动作本身, 就显出了他的虔诚了。The
tax collector Zacchaeus, his physical action shows his godliness.
他想要见耶稣。
He wants to see Jesus.
所以呢，他去跑去要见，然后呢，啊，他没有，他人家都挡住他了，他不能够直进人群当中。
Zacchaeus was a short in stature. So when he went to see Jesus, people were blocking him.
Yeah, 对，他自己也很矮，所以也看不到。
He's short, so he couldn't see past the people in front of him.
但是他没有被这个拦阻啊所拦住。
He was not stopped by this stumbling block.
然后呢就爬上那个桑树。
So therefore he climbed the sycamore tree.
我个人呢觉得这个动作呢是好难得的。
So to me, the action of him climbing the sycamore tree is precious.
他爬上那个桑树了，就好像一个动物一样的爬上去，但是他要克服这个困难，所以他就是爬上去那个桑树了。So
he has to conquer the problem of him being short, so he climbed the sycamore tree.
他也不顾自己的身份。
He doesn't really care about his title as a tax collector.
他放下了自己的骄傲。
He forfeit his pride.
爬上桑树。
He climbed the sycamore tree.
什么叫虔诚呢?
What does it mean to be godly?
就是渴慕要见耶稣。
And it's to be eagerly wanting to see Jesus.
所以有人说了, 这个人很虔诚, 因为他每个星期都去教会, 这个是, 有他的道理的。
So when someone says, oh, this person is godly because they go to church every week, this is not false.
去教会不等于虔诚。
Going to church does not equal to be godly.
但是虔诚的人呢, 通常都会好好的去教会来追求认识, 要看看耶稣, 要认识上帝。
However, a person who's godly will have the natural desire of wanting to go and see Jesus on a weekly basis.
这是虔诚。
That in itself is godly.
耶稣也报答了这个虔诚。
And of course, Jesus looked and saw godliness of Zacchaeus.
每一个渴慕的心呢, 神都不会丢弃的, 不会放弃的。
God would not forfeit anyone who has the desire and eagerness.
不会轻看的。
And would not look down on that either.
所以呢, 耶稣就当时做了三个动作了, 是把 把那个撒该整个人呢都提升起来了。
So Jesus did three things that completely lifted Zacchaeus up.
他整个人都改变了。
Zacchaeus was changed completely.
是很快的一个，好像在一个一转身之间呢，他整个人就改变了。
It was a really swift change.Turn Zacchaeus upside down, essentially.
对于这个渴慕的人，耶稣第一件事情做的就是抬头来望他。
The first thing that Jesus did was look up, looking up at Zacchaeus.
当时有好多人，但是主耶稣单单的抬头来看他。
There were so many people around Jesus, but Jesus looked up and looked into Zacchaeus' eyes.
然后呢，还叫出他的名字来。
And Jesus was able to call out Zacchaeus' name.
我假如我是这个撒该的话了，当时我一定好像触电一样啊！他怎么知道我的名字了
？If I were Zacchaeus, I would feel like I was being electrocuted. How does Jesus know my name?
其实，在我们的信仰里面呢，圣经主耶稣也告诉我们，他是按着我们的名字来认识我们的。
Actually, for our faith, it says Jesus knows us by our name.
然后呢，耶稣就说，我今天要住在你家了。
And Jesus said to Zacchaeus, tonight I will live at your place.
这个是撒该当时完全没有想过的一个结果。
That is something that Zacchaeus never thought about that Jesus would say.
他所最初想做的只是想看看耶稣而已。
The initial thing that Zacchaeus wanted to do was just to see Jesus from afar.
他原来这个小小的动作，一个小小的渴慕，却带来这样一个丰富、那样美好的结果，是他完全没有想过的。
The minor action he took, the desire he has, brought him so much more than what he expected.
我想这个是很多基督徒的经验。
I think that's what a lot of Christians have experienced.
当他想就说最初想要我要做个基督徒的时候，他从来没有想过，当这个一念之间，一个转身之间，却带给他丰盛的生命。
Just for that one split moment, they didn't expect to receive abundant life.
我觉得这个就是虔诚。
I think that in itself is godliness.
所以我们其实是可以用这三个标准呢，来衡量一下我们的虔诚的情况。
So we can actually use this as a standard to view our godliness.
我们有没有一个正确的一个价值的判断呢？愿意为这个信仰来付代价了。
Do we have a correct judgment for our value system to be willing to sacrifice for our faith?
我们有没有顺服上帝一切的安排，然后存着一个知足感恩的心来做我们在世上应该做的事情呢？
Do we have an obedient heart towards God's will, be content and be grateful for what God has given to us?
在我们人生中有什么是最吸引我们的呢？是我们最渴慕要得到的呢？
What is the most attractive thing for us? What that the most desirable thing for us?
我觉得虔诚不是单单一个的人生的态度。
I think godliness is not only our attitude.
虔诚是个神要赐福给我们的一条通道，或者说神要祝福我们的时候，他要找一个通道，他要找一个原因啊。那个虔诚就是那个通道，就是那个原因。
Godliness is actually God wanting to give us a path to bless us.
虔诚可以叫我们自己得到满足。渴慕的人，饥渴慕义的人，他得到饱足。
And godliness actually will give us satisfaction. Those who have eagerness, we will find satisfaction from the Lord.
那虔诚呢，也可以祝福别人。
Godliness can also bless other people too.
保罗提到一个虔诚的人，他会施舍的，他会帮助别人的。
Paul says a godly person will be willing to, willing to give, willing to sacrifice for other people.
最重要的一件事情呢
？The most important thing is.
是虔诚，能够满足主的心。
That is godliness can satisfy God's heart.
保罗这样说，他说，假如有人爱神，这是神所知道的。
Paul says, when someone loves God, God himself knows.
为什么他会知道，他要知道呢？因为他看重人的爱，人的虔诚。
Why would God know? Because God really focuses on and able to see a person's love for him.
在这个感恩的季节里面呢，我们怎么可以感恩呢？就是一个虔诚的态度。
In the season of Thanksgiving, how to be thankful? It is to show our godliness.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Okay, let us pray together.
亲爱的主，感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你把我们带到，把我们的人生翻转了，从一个想要发财、想要自己努力的那种人生的态度，来带到你的面前，来信靠你。
Lord, you have turned upside down our worlds, from wanting to earn this and that for ourselves to wanting to draw closer to you.
你把救恩赐给我们。
You have given us salvation.
你把一个虔诚的要求来领导我们。
You have given us the standards of being godly.
主啊，为了你是要我们在你的面前能够蒙你的赐福。
It's because, Lord, you want us to be blessed by you.
一个真正的丰盛的生命是从那一点点的虔诚来开始的。
A true abundant life starts off from godliness.
求你帮助我们真的过虔诚的生活。
Lord, may you help us to live a godly life.
愿你的话语藏在我们的心中。
May your word dwell deep in our hearts.
继续地带着我们来过我们的生活。
Continue to lead us in our daily life.
主啊，愿你垂听我们的祷告。
Lord, may you listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.